Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster called life with a little more grace, grit, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor. Today, we're diving into something super important. Mindfulness and movement for mental health. Ever felt like your mind is running a marathon while your body's stuck in a traffic jam? You know that feeling when you're constantly on edge, stressed out, and just plain overwhelmed? We've all been there. But here's the thing, our minds and bodies are intricately connected. They feed off each other like two peas in a pod. So if one is struggling, the other takes a hit too. That's where mindfulness and movement come into play. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is your internal GPS helping you navigate the chaotic landscape of your thoughts and emotions. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your breath, your senses, and your surroundings without judgment. Movement, on the other hand, is your engine revving up, getting those endorphins flowing and boosting your mood. Whether it's a brisk walk, a yoga session, or even just some good old-fashioned dancing in your kitchen, moving your body can work wonders for your mental well-being. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of mindfulness and movement. First up, practice mindful breathing. This might sound super simple, but trust me, it's a game changer. When you feel stressed or anxious, take a few deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. It's like hitting the reset button for your nervous system. Next, find movement that feels good. Forget about those rigid workout routines that feel more like torture than self-care. Find activities that genuinely bring you joy. Love dancing? Blast some music and let loose. Are you a nature enthusiast? Hit the trails and soak up the fresh air. It's all about finding what moves your soul, literally. Embrace body awareness. Pay attention to how your body feels throughout the day. Notice any tightness, tension, or discomfort. This isn't about dwelling on it, but simply becoming more aware of your physical sensations. Integrate mindfulness into your daily routine. It doesn't have to be a huge commitment. Start small by practicing mindful moments throughout your day. Take a few breaths before starting a task, savor each bite of your meal, or simply listen to the sounds around you. These little pockets of mindfulness can make a big difference. And finally, be patient and kind to yourself. Learning to be more mindful and incorporate movement into your life is a journey, not a race. Some days will be easier than others, but that's perfectly okay. Just keep showing up for yourself one step at a time. Remember that time you were stuck in traffic and your mind was racing? Maybe you felt that familiar knot in your stomach as deadlines loomed or you had to deliver an important presentation. Well, picture this. Instead of hitting the gas pedal on stress, imagine taking a few deep breaths, feeling your car seat beneath you, and noticing the sights and sounds around you. Maybe you hear birds chirping or see a playful dog walking by. Suddenly, the traffic jam feels less like an obstacle and more like an opportunity to practice mindfulness. We all know life throws curveballs. But with mindfulness and movement as our allies, we can navigate those challenges with more resilience and grace. It's not about eliminating stress altogether, it's about finding ways to manage it, to be present in the moment, and to move our bodies in ways that feel good. So remember, my friends, take a deep breath, find your flow, and keep moving forward. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a dose of Stoic Calm. Leave a review if you're feeling extra generous. And most importantly, keep coming back for more daily doses of wisdom, well-being, and a whole lot of heart. Until next time, stay calm and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.